Hello, everyone, and welcome to Catholic Truth, Life, and Living. For whatever reason, my wife and I kept receiving these magazines from Glamour, like Cosmopolitan, Glamour, and they would just send them to our house for free. So I just decided to check out the wisdom of our world and our culture to see what these young ladies are being fed, and even older ladies sometime. And what I read in these magazines were absolutely shocking, degrading, atrocious, and literally the opposite of love. It's no wonder people can't find love if they're following the advice in these magazine articles. Like, seriously, it's literally the opposite of love in so much. I feel like middle school men wrote this because they want, you know, women to do this or do that. And maybe these are written by men and produced by men. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is many women write these too. And when you realize that these don't lead to love, you realize that women are shooting women in the foot and not helping them to find the love that they need. In this particular article, this one is really shocking. This article that I read in this particular magazine, it says what everyone you know is really doing in bed. And in this survey, they interviewed 1,000 women who gave their feedback, what everyone is really doing in bed. Now, this is a doozy. Just check this out. First, if you read the article, it comes across like a high schooler wrote it. Like, you can do anything you want. It doesn't matter. Everybody's doing it. There's no rules. There's no regulations. There's no morality. There's no nothing. Literally, everybody's doing it. I mean, Sex in the City, right? Like, just every, it doesn't matter. And that's what the new feminism has wanted to do. I don't know if you guys have read the book Subverted, but it's How I Helped the Sexual Revolution Hijack the Woman's Movement. And one of the things she said she wanted to do was make it seem like everyone's doing it. Even though they knew they weren't, they put it in there anyways. They lied, they fabricated, they deceived women to change an entire culture. And this lady, of course, converted and is a whole different person now, which is why she's exposing it. But the bottom line is it's shocking many times what you read in these articles, and many of the things just aren't true to reality or love. The article actually states this, that in some ways, our survey shows women are still conservative sexually. About half had 5 or fewer partners. Yeah. Did you get that? They're conservative sexually. About half had 5 or fewer partners. Only 5. Or like 4 or 3 or 2. Wow. Like, this is how far gone they are. I wonder how 5 could be considered conservative. I mean, considering the promiscuity of the other women in the survey, I guess 5 or 4 or even 3 can seem really conservative, even though to actual conservatives, it's actually not. The article goes on to say that 1/4 of the women had between 6 and 10 partners. More than 10% had between 11 to 15 partners. And as disturbing as that is, it says that 10% had over 20 partners. So to put it in perspective, 100 women in this study had up to 15 partners. 15 partners. And another 100 had 20 or more partners. What's really intriguing is that the last two questions, more than half of all of the women in the survey said that it wouldn't bother them if their partner's numbers were that high. This is how far gone we've gone, people. Like, literally gone. Like, they wouldn't care if their partner had 20 other women. They wouldn't care if a man slept with like 30 other women and then them. Like, what? On what planet? Why? I mean, you don't mind that they have all these other women and then you. Like, especially if they're going to get married, okay? You get married and it's not going to be in a woman's mind that this man slept with 30 other women. Which ones were beautiful? Am I good enough? Am I performing? You know, it's like, you know, he doesn't even seem to be into me that much. And when you hear what's coming, you're going to know why and how this is so messed up. Now, before I even get there, notice that the article didn't offer 0 as an option. Notice it didn't even, say like, I'm waiting till marriage as an option. And we wonder why the divorce rate is skyrocketing, why people aren't getting married today, why they're not happy today, why all the statistics say that those who wait until marriage have happier marriages, better sex lives, better communication, more money, literally everything for those who wait until marriage. But the worst, these surveys are absolutely awful. And this question, I apologize in advance. It's ungentlemanly for me to even bring up in front of ladies, but I want you to see what ladies are being spoon-fed, what they're being taught in this generation, and how they're being trained to think. And then I'm going to reword their question with a few other options to show you what they should have done if their heads were actually screwed on straight. Now, in this one, I'm only pulling a couple of the totally lame, terrible questions in this. But this particular one says, they asked women if A, they would rather have a man, a short man with a big private part, or a tall man with a small. So would you rather have a short man with a big or a tall man with a small? That was one of the questions in here. Are we training women to think like ladies? Are we training them to think morally? Are we training them to think in the realm of true love? Or are we training them to think like men, like pigs, like the way most men have been in history, pigs? And now we're training women to be pigs as well, which is why more than ever, for most of history, women have been the arbiters of morality. You know, when men want to do something, women say, no, I don't do that. I'm waiting till marriage. Nowadays, women just go with it. They're like men, you know, in many ways. And it's really, really sad. Here's the options they didn't even offer that they should have offered. A short man with a big. B, a tall man with a small. C, who cares? We're not in middle school anymore. That seems like a viable option. Wasn't even offered to the ladies. How about D, I'd rather know the size of the man's heart. How about E, women hate being objectified by piggy men. I'm not going to do it to them in return. Wouldn't any of these be viable options? Wouldn't these be better options? I mean, even if you offer the first two, at least give the options for women to be ladies, to be moral, to be human and non-derogatory. I mean, how many times, there's a famous phrase for a reason, you know, like, oh, he can't look at me above my chin. You know, when it's like, hey, keep your eyes up, keep your eyes up. Why? Because women don't want to be sexualized. They don't want to be objectified. They don't want to be treated like pieces of meat. And that's exactly what women in this country are teaching other women to do. Women are teaching other women to do that. A lot of these were done by women. Of course, maybe it's proclamated by men from the top and telling them, if you want a job, go do this, probably. A lot of this whole porn industry, you know, was started by men for men and has destroyed women's lives. And consequently, we've destroyed relationships and marriages and engagements and everything else in the process. And we wonder why we're not happy. We wonder why we're not satisfied. We wonder why people in Hollywood have been divorced 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And the divorce rates have skyrocketed in this country over the years since the 1960s, because this filth is filling our young ladies who, many women just want to read this to try to get some good tips, to find some makeup tips, you know, to find some good clothing advice. But then they come across this and they're unsuspecting and they say, oh, well, maybe this will get me a man, or, oh, this will get me a relationship. I'm feeling lonely. I'll try this. And it's destroying relationships. Cosmopolitan is the trashiest, most disgusting women's magazine, which is literally should be burned in every woman's home, especially Catholics. I've even seen women on the plane and I just want to start talking to them. Oh, and sometimes I do start talking to them about it. And we have this relationship and discussion about what is and what isn't, that sort of thing. And Glamour too, not as bad as Cosmo, which is just pure filth and how to be used by a man in 3 straight weeks. Hey, follow this advice, you'll make sure to never find love. Glamour's the same way. And there are other Glamour for teens and other ones that just give atrocious advice. So who cares if they give good makeup advice? Why are we supporting them? Who cares if they give good fashion and trend advice? It's like poison, 20% poison in a brownie, you're still going to die. So we shouldn't be supporting this filth. We shouldn't be giving them money. And we should be teaching men and women. We need to be combating this culture to teach them what is right and what is wrong, what is true, what is not true, what leads to love, and what leads to a lifetime full of pain. Thanks so much for watching this. I have more videos on Glamour and Cosmo I've read, and you're welcome. Now you don't have to. I've read them, and I've gone through them, and they're filth, and I expose it for what it is, and I put it back into the context of true love and what we should be doing if we actually want to find happily ever after, what our soul craves inside, the way God made us to be. And we can't do that dancing in the darkness. So if you have them, go burn them. Have fun. But thank you for watching. Check out our Catholic Truth Living Facebook page, Instagram page for daily inspiration on life, living, love, relationships, and all of that sort of thing. And make sure to check out our show in description notes below. And if you think this is important, then please like and subscribe to our channel and share it with the world. So important. Thanks for watching. Peace out.